StPete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from our studios inside Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Now, let's go live to Big C for Job Talk with Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome everyone to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and we are broadcasting today from the Big C offices located in downtown St. Petersburg. I want to take this time to thank our sponsors, Big C and Advanced Recruiting Academy, for their support, as well as everyone working behind the scenes, especially Thomas, for all of his help. And for those of you tuning into Job Talk for the first time, you'll learn that it's my goal to talk with the leaders of every employer I can in Tampa Bay, big and small, and in every possible industry, so that anyone considering moving their business or making a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them just a little bit better. Plus, it's been a lot of fun for me to talk to some great guests, and I've made some new friends in the process. So before I introduce my guest, I want to mention that if you want to view the website associated with today's program while listening, you can visit monocle.com. That's monikl.com. You can also follow us live, as we can be seen on Periscope. You can view the stream by going to twitter.com/recruitacad and clicking on our live stream link. You can also add us on Periscope using the handle @ARAcademy. And so it's a pleasure to welcome my guest for the first time to the show, Mr. Zachary Sens-Kamler, the founder and CEO of Monocle, a web-based job platform designed to reinvent the way people hire and get hired. Welcome to Job Talk, Zach.
Thank you.
So I want to thank you, obviously, for being here today. But before we start the interview, I also want to thank your public relations manager, Rachel Tabachnik, for reaching out to us and helping us make this interview happen. I really appreciate your effort, Rachel, so thank you. And as always, I like to start the interview by letting listeners get to know my guests on a personal level. So, Zach, please tell us about yourself, beginning with where you're from.
So originally, I'm from Boca Raton, Florida. It's about 25 minutes north of Fort Lauderdale. I grew up down there and went to high school there and then eventually moved up here for college.
Okay. And when was that?
I went to college up here in 2013.
And what campus did you go to?
University of South Florida, St. Petersburg campus, so right down the street from here.
Yeah. And they also have another campus in Tampa, correct?
Yeah, the main campus is in Tampa, and then they also have one in Sarasota, I believe, as well.
Okay, so why did you choose the one in St. Petersburg?
For one, it was a beautiful campus. It's right on the water, and there's really nothing like that. But also, they had a program that I wanted, which was the entrepreneurship program.
And so is that a full-time program? Like
yeah,
a four-year
it's a four-year degree, full-time, and it's a great program. You do all sorts of different classes that teach you about the entrepreneurial mindset and how to be more creative, but also how to actually know the fundamentals of your business as well.
Yeah, is it like a business degree as well? Or?
Yes, it is a business degree.
Okay, and so tell me about maybe one of your projects that you worked on as in the entrepreneurial program.
So this was in one of the junior level classes, actually. I think it was one of my favorite projects. We actually worked with a local nonprofit called TechStart Tampa, and it was run by a former student named Akira. And basically, we got into groups within the class, and each group took a different aspect of her business and tried to improve it. So my group was the financial aspect and basically making sure that her budget made sense and where we could cut things and make her more profitable going forward.
Okay. And so what happened?
We were pretty successful. Akira is still around now, and we managed to cut a good deal off of her budget that was just not necessary.
Wow, that's great. And so, you know, once you, when you were going to school, did you work while you were going to school at all?
Yes. I worked for a company called Tri-State Staffing, also known as CRRS. And I...
What kind of placements do they do?
They did a lot of light industrial. They did both temp and direct hire placements. And it's where I learned a good chunk of staffing there. But as well, I also learned staffing from my parents who... my mom is in recruitment advertising, and my dad is in staffing as well. So I've learned it for since I was like 2 years old at the dinner table.
And so what kind of, let's talk about your mom and dad's businesses. They, your mom's business, what kind of people does she place?
So she does recruitment advertising. She doesn't place people herself. She does advertising for staffing agencies and HR divisions within companies. Mm-hmm. So a good amount of what she does is getting the best deals on job boards as well as writing ads themselves and so on. And then my dad, he does actual placements of, in his case, he does a lot of medical as well as some light industrial on occasion, some other things like that.
So you do a lot of nursing?
Yeah, a lot of nursing, a lot of travel nursing.
Yeah, it seems to be a pretty big industry, mm-hmm. especially here in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that gave you some background into the industry. You know, you have, so then when did the company Monocle and the idea for Monocle come up?
So Monocle, I came up with the idea around 2 years ago now, and I was actually driving in the middle of the night on Alligator Alley, and I was talking to a friend of mine, Ken. And basically, Ken is, at the time, he was the director of a software company, and he was looking to hire a developer, and he was complaining that there were so many bad candidates applying. There was no way to filter through them. And staffing agencies, they weren't sending him any good candidates either. They were just sending him candidates to try to get the position filled. So we came up with the idea of why not have a dating website concept? So an intelligent one like Match.com, OkCupid, eHarmony that actually uses questions and algorithms to match a candidate in this case versus a job board, which is all keyword searches, or a staffing agency, which is all human preferences.
Okay. And so how'd you happen to come up with the name Monocle?
So we liked the name Monocle because of the eyepiece that actually lets you see better. So we're the way that you see better the path of finding a job. And the misspelling is because obviously Monocle itself was taken. So instead of the usual spelling, we're M-O-N-I-K-L.
Okay. Well, and didn't you, you received a grant, didn't you, for this? You actually, from Microsoft BizSpark?
Yeah, we got a grant from Microsoft BizSpark, and it's a program that gives you free web hosting for, there's two versions. The one that we have is free web hosting for a year, and it's up to $750 a month of hosting, which has really helped us a lot because we have all of our virtual cloud hosting through there, and it's just it makes everything fast and obviously cheap. So
great. And you were also I think one of 10 out of 80 applicants accepted into the Tampa Bay Wave.
Yeah,
it's a great organization over there.
Yeah, it's a very interesting organization. They're a accelerator that's also a 501c3, so a nonprofit, which is a very unusual design for an accelerator. But for those who don't know what an accelerator is, a startup would go there and basically they help you get from a startup to a profitable company. The Wave, the way that they do it is they give you access to their network. They give you access to all of their mentors, pitch coaches. Really, they just try to help you in any way that they possibly can. And it is definitely a good help. And we also have once a week meetings to make sure that we're on track.
And so what was part of the application process to get to be accepted?
It was really just applying online, and then you also have to meet in person and talk about your company as well. And then they had, I believe, 80 applicants this last class of applicants, and we are one of 10 companies that were accepted in. So, mm-hmm.
How many companies are at the Wave now?
I believe it's 75 total, but don't quote me on that.
Okay, so it's great. And that's right in downtown Tampa?
Yes.
So how far away from your office is that?
Well, that is pretty much our office.
Is that where you're? Okay.
Yeah, we work out of the Tampa Bay Wave right now, and it's 500 East Kennedy Boulevard, so it's right downtown.
Okay. Yeah, it's really an interesting layout there. I've been there a couple of times. It's really interesting. So let's talk a little bit more about what went into the making of Monocle. You know, how do your parents, your dad feel about you putting them out of business? Your competition, huh?
They're supportive. Yeah. My dad and I have had this joke for a while. I used to chew a lot of gum as a kid. So for every pack that he bought me, he said, you've got to buy me a bottle of scotch when I'm older. So he expects me to do that if I put him out of business.
Okay. Well, good. So what actually went into the making of the company? Do you have some partners?
Yes. So my co-founder, Ken, I mentioned him earlier. At the time, he was the director of a software company. So he has a lot of experience in both development and managing other developers. And we also have a team of four other developers working with him. And we just managed to build out the entire platform in around 8 months. And it's really quite an impressive effort that we managed to do that.
Mm-hmm. And so when did you actually open your doors, if you will?
We opened our doors officially in March. We had launched the beta version of our application in January, but March is really when we got started.
Okay. And who developed the questions? You know, that you asked the candidates.
The questions were developed by a few different people, but and also there's a few different types of questions. We've got the general ones, we've got the psychological ones, and we have position-specific ones. So psychology questions are more to gauge the mindset of the candidate. General questions, they're more general in nature, and they apply pretty much across the board. And position-specific are only asked if you apply or if you're trying to get a specific position.
Mm-hmm. And we'll talk some more about what that experience is like. But mm-hmm. Tell me, what is your mission with Monocle?
Our mission is to change the way the world works by changing how the world finds work. So the way that we imagine doing that, here, let me take a step back. So right now, the main problems with the industry, if you go on a job board and you send your application to a company, it's likely that your resume is only going to be viewed for about 7 seconds. That's because companies are inundated with hundreds, if not thousands, of responses. So they don't have time to look through every single one very carefully. So even if you are selected through that process, you're probably only going to stay there for around 2 years. This is a very high turnover industry now, just in general. So we're trying to improve both of those issues by giving quality instead of quantity. And by that, I mean, we don't want to have basically a truck driver applying to a coding position. We want to actually match people based on their skills as well as their personality and preferences.
So what industry is having some high turnover?
Quite a lot of industries right now. I mean, you see it anywhere from just office clerk all the way to healthcare. it's just... In America, the average time that someone stays at a job is going down.
Mm-hmm. And so what kind of goals do you have for attracting candidates by the end of the year?
Right now, we would like around 10,000 candidates on our platform by the end of the year. And we're doing that through direct marketing, banner ads, email marketing campaigns, and even direct sales at times.
Wow. And how many employees do you currently have right now?
Right now, we have about 1,000 candidates on our platform.
And how many people are actually working on your staff?
We've got around 7 people on our team right now.
Right now. And are you planning to expand that staff?
With any luck, we will be expanding soon.
Okay, great. So my guest is Zach Senzkammler, the founder and CEO of Monocle, a web-based platform designed to reinvent the way people hire and get hired. So Zach, let's talk about the experience both candidates and employers will have when they register with Monocle. And let's begin with the candidate experience.
Okay.
So when a candidate arrives at your website, what will they do?
So for a candidate, they would simply sign up by putting in some information. Then they would upload a resume. They can upload a picture if they like. And then they would answer the questions. And the questions really depend on what position you're trying to get. There could be between 30 and 50 of them.
Questions.
And mm-hmm. it's very much like a psychology test. You want to just answer the first thing that comes to your mind. So it shouldn't take more than like 5 seconds to answer each one. Once you get through that, you're going to be directed to our dashboard. And then you'll receive matches based on what our algorithm thinks of your profile and questions.
So what kind of jobs would require additional questions? The technical ones, mostly?
Technical ones, but I mean, it could be any sort of position that requires additional questions.
Give me an example.
Like, say, for a legal assistant, you might want to ask some specific questions that are only for legal positions. So such, do they have experience with Chapter 11 bankruptcy? Do they have experience with litigation before? That type of thing. Where that's not going to be something we ask everyone, because right. obviously not everyone's going to be
right
relevant to them.
Okay. And so what kind of jobs, what types of jobs do you actually provide for the candidates? I believe you have a contingent or permanent or direct hire. And
yeah,
what
we do.
Else? And what is that exactly?
We do direct hire placements as well as temporary contract, W-2 contract. We really do pretty much everything. We're very unique in that sense that we have a staffing agency model. So that means that's completely free for job seekers to sign up. And companies, they would only get billed if they actually hire someone through us.
Okay. Well, tell me about what's a temp job versus a contract job?
So it depends on the type of contract. But if you're talking about a W-2 contract versus a temp, they're very similar, except contracts are usually more skilled work, mainly in IT, for that type of contract specifically. And they might have a different length of time, whereas a temp is usually a three-month period.
Okay. And what's the time frame for a temp to perm?
Temp to perm, or temp to direct hire, is usually 3 months. And then there would, depending on the type of position, be either a conversion fee or not. And then they would go directly onto the payroll of the company.
And it's a choice that the candidate must make with the employer. Is that
yes.
discussed beforehand? You know, like this is a temporary to permanent position, or would the candidate think it's a temporary position all the way through?
That would really depend on the employer themselves.
Okay. And, all right, good. So, and then you also do some gig work. I find that interesting. What's an example of a gig is
really something from Craigslist, is where that word came from. And it could mean anything that's very short term. It could be anywhere between a day and a week. It could be a plumber coming out to fix something for you, or it could be someone painting your house, or it could even be a short-term IT contract. It really just depends on what someone would list under a gig.
Okay. You know, are there certain industries that you focus on more?
In general, we're focusing on IT right now.
Okay.
Anyone can sign up, but IT is really our focus for the moment.
Because you did mention, you know, some of the trades, like plumbing and things like that. Will you be expanding in those areas in the future?
Yes.
That's interesting. That's great. I think that's where you got that experience when you were working in college at the staffing. Is that?
We did do a lot of land industrial there, yes.
Okay, great. And so you also suggest that they upload a resume. Mm-hmm. You know, do you help them with that at all?
We don't help them directly. We do have some affiliates if they want a resume written for them.
Okay.
However, uploading a resume isn't required, but we do recommend it. Monocle itself, with the matching algorithm, it could act as your resume and cover letter. It's just good to have, though.
I see. And, you know, if I upload my resume, will I know where it goes?
Yes, that are able to see your profile are those that you've matched to. So if you're a candidate, only the employers that you've matched to can see your information, and vice versa is true as well.
Mm-hmm. And like a dating website, do both sides have to agree that it's a match?
Our algorithm makes the match, mm-hmm. but both sides would have to agree to actually communicate between each other.
Okay. And so if I match to a company as a mm-hmm. candidate, what would happen next? Would I get a response from the company or from you, or how does that work?
So when you match to a company, you'll get an email from us telling you that you matched. And then either the company can reach out to you directly, or you could reach out to the company and say you show interest in working there. And then you could start a conversation after that. And then the company would interview you. And then if you get hired, that is when the company would pay us.
So why should a candidate use Monocle?
It's a lot more, for one, efficient and easy to use than a job board or going through a staffing agency. It's much less time consuming. And also, you're going to get a better match based not only on your skills, but also on your personality and workplace preferences. That's not something that a job board can do for you. And a staffing agency, it would really depend on your recruiter if they can do that for you or if they even want to. So we're really, like I said, we're very much a dating website for finding a job. And dating websites, the ones that use algorithms like ours, they are the best at finding a match that is actually going to lead to marriage and a successful one at that. So we're pretty much the same thing. Mm-hmm. Our algorithm will find you a job that will actually match you.
And so how do candidates let you know that they've been hired, or is that the responsibility of the employer?
It's both can let us know that they've been hired. The candidates, they have the ability to tell us as well as the employer.
And if I'm a candidate and I'm signed up with Monocle, can I apply to other jobs on my own as well, or
yes.
Am I obligated only
no,
to work with Monocle?
No, you do not need to work only with us. You could use us in addition to the usual methods.
Wonderful. So now let's talk from the employer point of view. If I'm an employer signing up, what will that experience be like?
Overall, it's very similar. The only additional step is adding the position itself. So you will have to put in the requirements for the position as well as what position it is, obviously. And then you have the option to upload the employees that you currently have working for you so that potential candidates can see that information, as well as you have the option to upload pictures of where they're actually going to be working. And both of those, while they are optional, we do recommend them because it will entice candidates to want to work for you even more.
Okay. And so if I'm looking for an accountant, I would put pictures of people in my accounting department.
You certainly
you
can,
recommend?
Yeah.
That's what you recommend, though? Okay. And so why should an employer basically use Monocle over other types of ways to hire people?
It's a very similar reason to candidates. For one, we are faster and more effective. You're going to have a higher retention rate of employees if they actually like to work for your company. But additionally, we're also cheaper than staffing agencies. And when you include the hours that are spent on an employee going through job boards, we're actually cheaper than using a job board as well. Our success-based fee is only 7.5% for direct hires, and we also do temporary placements as well and contract. So we are very competitive.
And so how soon will employers receive resumes once they sign up?
It's not so much resumes as matches.
Okay.
And it really depends on what position they are looking for. However, right now we are focusing on tech, so they would receive it the soonest if they were to enroll for a tech position.
Okay. And so over a period of time, over 2 weeks, what would an employer, how many matches would an employer expect to get if they're in the IT space, for example?
We aim to deliver, instead of like, say, Dice.com for IT or Monster Career Builder, you might receive 500 to 1,000 resumes, basically, from a posting. We aim to do between 5 and 10, but instead of getting everyone, you're going to get good quality matches. They're based on your skills and the candidate's personality matching to your workplace culture.
Okay. And how much do you charge an employer?
We charge a 7.5% direct hire fee for direct hires and temp. We're usually between 20 and 50% cheaper than a conventional staffing agency. However, I can't quote a price over there because it is different per position.
Right. And how does Monocle track the temp hours?
We basically use a virtual time card system. So the temp would have to put in their hours and then the manager would sign off at the end of each week.
And so do you have any advice for recruiting successfully for employers?
Just fill out as much of the profile as you can. And you really have nothing to lose by signing up and everything to gain.
Okay. So my guest today is Zach Sens-Kambler, the founder of Monocle and also the CEO, which is a web-based platform designed to reinvent the way people hire and get hired. So, Zach, let's talk about jobs, okay? How many jobs basically are available on Monocle today? Do you have an idea?
Right now I couldn't give you an exact number, but we do have a number of employers on there, and it's probably around 100 with the different employers.
Okay. And so can you give me an example of maybe a job from each of the categories that we discussed earlier, like a direct hire? Give me an example.
So direct hires, we've got everything from like a legal assistant position right now. We've got
Tell me about that one, for example.
That one is for a company in Sarasota, actually, and they basically just they need a legal assistant for their law office.
How many years experience?
That one, it is, I believe, 3. And then we also have IT positions such as IT help desk. We have system administrators. We really have a good variety of positions in IT. And then for temporary placements, we also have some office assistant positions, medical front office, and...
These are 3-month positions?
Yes, basically? In general.
Okay. And is there... and do they? What kind of experience would you be looking for those temporary jobs?
It would really depend on which one, but I mean...
Well, let's talk about one or two.
It could be anywhere between 1 year or to 5 years experience for a front office position.
Okay. And are the positions in Tampa or Sarasota area?
The majority of our positions are in Tampa. We do have some in Sarasota and some in St. Pete, but Tampa is really our focus right now.
Okay. And would that be more downtown area or New Tampa? I mean, just how far out do you go, kind of?
We really do like a 50-mile radius from downtown Tampa.
Well, great. And so do you have any gig work right now?
Right now, we don't have any gigs on there, but if someone were to place a gig, then yes, you'd be able to match for gig work.
Mm-hmm. And so if I'm a candidate, do I get notifications only when I get a match, or are there other?
Yeah, so you would only get a notification when you get a match or if someone were to message you from one of your matches. But no, we don't spam notifications or anything like that. It's just really the important stuff that we notify you about.
Okay, good. So I always like to get my guest's opinion, you know, of the talent pool here in St. Pete, Tampa Bay area. You know, when you have had to hire people, are you able to find the talent you're looking for?
Yes. I mean, the tech market is surprisingly large here, and it's still growing. We have all of our developers. They are local here, which in a few years ago, I'm not too sure that would have even been an option. And then as far as sales and administrative type people, I mean, you really could find almost anyone here. Mm-hmm. It's a growing city, and jobs are growing with it.
And that brings us to the interview tip of the week. So, Zach, if somebody wants to apply for a position at Monocle, what one piece of advice would you give them?
Well, obviously, you've got nothing to lose as it's free for a candidate to sign up. And really, just do it. There's nothing to stop you from doing it.
Okay. Now, let's talk about some events that are coming up. I know that there's an important one for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are going to Emerge Americas. It is a tech conference in Miami that has around 20,000 attendees. We are chosen to be one of 125 startups to be showcased at that event. So that means that we're going to get a booth there. We're going to be showcased like throughout the entire conference. As well as we're going to be in a pitch competition with the grand prize is a $100,000 grant, which if we win that would fuel our expansion.
Well, that would be great, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, good luck on that. And when is that?
That is June 10th to the 13th.
Okay. We have to let us know how you did, okay?
I will.
And are there any other events coming up that you want to talk about?
Right now, no other events I can think of.
Okay. So what would you say, Zach, to anybody interested in moving their family or business to the area? Would you recommend St. Pete and Tampa Bay in general? And if so, why?
I would recommend it. It's a beautiful area. St. Pete is a very safe place, and there's quite a lot to do around here. And Tampa is very much the same. It's a great atmosphere. People are very down to earth, and if you have a family, it's a good place for your kids to grow up.
There's always something to do on both sides of the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
There really is. Okay, great. So now this brings us to the shout out section of the program. Anybody you want to give a shout out to, Zach?
I'd obviously like to give a shout out to my parents, as well as my partner, Ken, and also the Tampa Bay Wave.
Wonderful. And if anyone wants to learn more about Monocle, how can they do that?
Just go to M-O-N-I-K-L, monocle.com, and you can learn more in there. You can view our explainer video and sign up.
That's wonderful. So, Zach, I really want to thank you for being here today.
No problem.
I really enjoyed the conversation. Look forward to the next time you're a guest on Job Talk. So thanks and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
So you've been listening to my guest today, Mr. Zachary Sens-Kamler, the founder and CEO of Monocle, a web-based platform designed to reinvent the way people hire and get hired. So if you're looking for a job or looking to hire, check out Zach's website at monikl.com, monocle.com. And now it's time for Job Talk Alumni Update. The Island Reporter reminds us that First Friday is this Friday, June 2nd. So come celebrate the first Friday of June at this free block party complete with live music and dancing. It takes place between 2nd and 3rd Streets on Central Avenue in downtown St. Pete. It's always fun, so check it out if you're looking for something to do this Friday. And my second alumni update comes from my guest last week, Mr. Mark Nathwani of Sold USA Realty. Julie Couch, the senior agent in St. Pete Beach, a specialist in waterfront homes and Mark's life and business partner, would like to extend an invitation to all listeners to their network ribbon-cutting event today from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. It's at their offices located on at 4615 Gulf Boulevard in St. Pete Beach. That's 4615 Gulf Boulevard in St. Pete Beach. For more details, please visit their website at soldusarealty.com. And now it's time for my shout-outs today. And my shout-out goes out to my goddaughter, Danielle, who just graduated. So congratulations, Danielle. I also want to give a shout-out to her mom, Marie, for all the work that you've done. So congratulations to you too, Marie. And to my guest next week, Mr. Tom Morissette, the president of the Central Pinellas Chamber of Commerce. I'm really looking forward to that interview as well with Tom. So I hope you'll take the time to check out the Radio St. Pete website and explore all of the music and shows that are featured. If you can't listen live, check out the archive section where you can listen at your convenience. There's something for everyone, and there are new shows in production all the time. You can always listen to past Job Talk shows, and you'll find some interesting and fun podcasts there, too. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or a computer. That's RadioSt.Pete.com. Also, if you enjoy listening to this program, please tell your friends and let me know if you have any suggestions for future guests on Job Talk. Plus, we're always looking for talent and contributors to the station. You can send those suggestions to me at DeanLogan@RadioSt.Pete.com. You can also send me a tweet or follow me on Twitter at Job Talk Host. I want to give special thanks to Joe Bordeaux, Zooey, Kat, Joe, Andy, and the entire Big C team. I truly appreciate all of your support. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to everyone listening, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did, and I think you'll be glad you did too. So thanks for listening, and until next time when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and broadcast live today from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. That's BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvanceMe.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Listen again next week at this same time for Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg.